From Radio Deutsche Welle, Melody Time. We invite you to join us for half an hour of light classical music. Hello and welcome to Melody Time. I'm Paul Benderow. Johann Strauss the Elder began composing waltzes about 175 years ago, and the results were electrifying. He launched a whole new era in Viennese music. It was like a desert sandstorm, is how one contemporary described the audience reaction when the volatile conductor opened one of his dance concerts with a rousing melody. Like this Einzugsgalopp, or entry gallop, performed now by the Berlin Symphony Orchestra with Robert Stolz conducting. Johann Strauss the Elder's Einzugsgalopp, or Entry Gallop. It's hard to imagine Robert Stolz jumping up and down while conducting, as Strauss is said to have done. Still, Stolz prided himself and was duly noted for his ability to interpret Viennese music as it was meant to be played. Musically, his roots lay in the 19th century, which is evident both in his conducting and in his composing. Throughout his long life, from 1880 to 1975, he kept pace with the times, while always remaining in touch with the old sounds. Stolz himself composed witty chansons and sentimental songs, lively music for the Vienna Ice Review and traditional operettas, dance music in both old Viennese and modern American rhythms, and on top of all that, a large body of film scores. One of his biggest successes was the film Zwei Herzen im Dreivierteltakt, Two Hearts in Three-Quarter Time, which appeared in Berlin in 1930. Overnight, the title song was a tremendous hit, upon which the composer came up with the novel idea of turning the film into an operetta. There's nothing too unusual about an operetta being made into a movie, but how many composers turn their film scores into operettas? Though the film had already been widely shown and was very popular, this was considered a very daring move on the part of Stolz. Widespread cynicism notwithstanding, Stolz proceeded with his project. The operetta, with the title Der verlorene Walzer, The Lost Waltz, premiered at the Zurich Opera House in 1933 and proved to be an enormous hit. And here's the very heart of the operetta, sung by Sylvia Gesti and Peter Schreier. Zwei Herzen im Dreivierteltakt. Two Hearts in Three-Quarter Time. Thank you. Zwei Herzen im Dreivierteltakt from Robert Stolz's operetta Der verlorene Walzer. Did you know that after the premiere of one of Mozart's operas, its songs and melodies were hummed and sung on the streets just like pop songs of the day? That opera was The Magic Flute, which was first staged in a folk theatre where comedies and farces were often performed. The theatre owner, Emanuel Schikaneder, was the work's author. In fine print, down at the bottom of the notes, were the words, "Herr Mozart, out of friendship to the author of this work, will conduct the orchestra himself." Schikaneder based the libretto of The Magic Flute on an old fairy tale, a mixture of mystical complexities and old Viennese magical farce, a work whose conflicting moods and characters only a genius like Mozart could transform into an immortal masterpiece. Barely 3 months after the premiere of The Magic Flute, Mozart was dead. However, Schikaneder lived to conduct the 100th performance. He became a very wealthy man, and had the Theater an der Wien built where the original theatre had stood. The Theater an der Wien was considered the most modern showplace of its time, and during Vienna's golden era of operetta, was the scene of many a spectacular premiere. Back in 1791, when The Magic Flute was first performed in the old theatre, Schikaneder himself had sung the delightful role of the birdcatcher, Papageno. Today, on Melody Time, that honour goes to baritone Peter Edelmann. Klaus Arp conducts the Southwest German Radio Orchestra.
Der Vogelfänger bin ich ja, stets lustig.
Birdcatcher's Song from Mozart's opera The Magic Flute with Peter Edelmann as Papageno. Next on Melody Time, the music of the Schrammel brothers, Johann and Josef. These little-known siblings were highly qualified professional violinists who counted many serious musicians among their admirers, including the great Johannes Brahms. No less qualified than the original Schrammels are the members of the modern Schrammel Quartet, formed 8 years after the first Schrammel Quartet was founded, to bring their music back to life in its original spirit and on original instruments. Here's this new Schrammel Quartet with Johann Schrammel's polka Launenhaft, Capricious.
Thank you.
Schrammel Quartet with Johann Schrammel's polka Launenhaft. Johannes Brahms, as we just mentioned, a great fan of the music of the Schrammel brothers, had a deep bond of friendship with Johann Strauss the Younger, one based both on mutual affection and the highest professional esteem. Strauss deeply admired Brahms's masterful scores, while Brahms was delighted by the vitality of Strauss's waltzes, which, incidentally, he performed on the piano with brilliant technique. One of the very loveliest waltzes, Seid umschlungen, Millionen, opus 443, bears the personal dedication from Johann to Johannes. The Czechoslovak State Philharmonic Orchestra is conducted by Alfred Walter. Johann Strauss's waltz Seid umschlungen Millionen. When that waltz had its premiere, Johannes Brahms, to whom it was dedicated, described himself as the most delighted and proud listener. And so it only seems fair to let Brahms have the final word on today's Melody Time, with one of his fiery Hungarian dances. Conducted by Billy Boskovsky, the London Symphony Orchestra performs the Hungarian Dance No. 1 in G minor. Hungarian Waltz No. 1 by Johannes Brahms, ending today's Melody Time. From me, Paul Benderow, producer Rick Fulker, and studio engineer Ingrid Schuber, it's thanks for listening. Melody Time is a presentation of Radio Deutsche Welle, Cologne.